Dr. Welch, talk to us about the impact that Dr. Robin Myers has had on Arkansas State University.
Well, you know, it's hard to put into words. It's really hard to believe that it's been 11 years since he came to this campus. And I remember when he came and we talked about following Ed Coulter and kind of what we wanted his legacy to be. And it was to continue the momentum with private giving, continue the momentum with student success, and to build out a technical programming center. And what he's been able to do out on the highway is, I don't think any of us could have dreamed that was imaginable. But, you know, he's somebody that's just, you never hear a bad word about Robin Myers. He has continued the tradition of excellence from a standpoint of they're always in the top two or three with student graduation rates, obviously have the most beautiful campus in the state. He's expanded programming, programming that benefits the community. And, you know, it was a sad moment. When the day he called and said, I need you to give me a call back, my heart sunk because I thought maybe that's what it was and thought about just not calling him back. But, you know, I wish he and Tracy all the best. And he's been an enormous asset to this campus and to the entire ASU system.
You know, the building of the technical center, you know, he rolled up his sleeves and got out there with the welding students and helped construct that building.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, when I reached out to him 11 years ago and asked if he'd be interested in this job, I knew he was the kind of person that was not afraid to just get right in the middle and do whatever he asked anyone else to do. He has no ego, and he's someone that just truly believes in, you know, higher education and the work that we do and the lives that we change. And there's no doubt he was out there with shovels, and I half expected to see him on a bulldozer or something, but that's just the kind of person he is.
We've been blessed with great leadership at ASU Mountain Home, first with Dr. Ed Coulter, of course, right, and then Dr. Myers. What's next for Mountain Home?
Absolutely. You know, the search is ongoing right now. We're going to start reviewing applications later this month, but I can tell you the amount of interest in the position has been extraordinary. In fact, I fielded a call this morning on my way here, but it's drawing interest from sitting presidents and sitting provosts from all over the state and outside the state, and I'm confident we're going to find another leader that maybe not equal up to Ed and Robin, but that's hard, that's big shoes to fill, but we're going to get an outstanding leader, I have no doubt.